Thank you for calling Club Support. My name is Tyreek. How can I help you?
What company is this, sir? I'm sorry.
Oh, we're just a third party call center, and we can tell you why you charge and where you charge from.
Yes, I'm trying to find out that there was a charge on my account. It's from Party Gadget.
What's your zip code?
91326.
91326?
Yes.
What's your first and last name?
Okay, hold on. Okay, got it. What was the question?
What's your first and last name?
Yeah, first name is S-H-I-R, last name K-H-O-S-T-I.
And for security purposes, Mr. Costi, can you verify your email for me?
Yes, share first and last name together at gmail.com.
Yes, sir. So what it is, you have what, like, so earbuds and a smartwatch on January 30th, 2021. And then 14-day, it was on a 14-day free trial-based period that you don't pay shipping handling for the product. And then 14 days after that, they bill you for the full amount of the product, which is why you see the $69.97 on your account.
No, no. That was something that they offered. There was no such thing as free trial. It's just a small, lousy gadget. And they offered it, I think, for $6.95 or $5.95. They said, take advantage of, hurry. It expires soon, and today's the last day, all these things. I guess it was a gimmick, right?
Well, they do put the terms and conditions in their, on their website. And they do say that it was on a 14-day free trial base period. So about that charge, what you will have to do is you'll have to call your bank and talk to them about the charge, because it looked like you had, like, filed a dispute with it.
Yeah, this is a valid dispute because they offer something for $6, you know, and then with a fine print, you know, that microscopic print probably somewhere that you don't read and I don't read. We need the lawyer to read it, obviously. This is one thing in America that nobody got to the bottom of it. That they are looking for a bold letter, $6.95, and hurry up, today is the last day. You are a selected special, all these words. And there is nowhere mentioned with a bold letter that say, hey, if you don't pay this in 14 days, we're going to be charging you $70.
Yes, sir. So that's what it is. So that's why I say what you had to do is just call your bank.
I did. I did call the bank. And then they investigated. They said, no, it was charged.
Yes. Did you file a dispute with your bank on the when the charge first came due on February 14th?
Yes.
And what it is that it looks like you probably lost that dispute with them, and they charged it back to your account.
Yeah, but there was no. I just reported it, and they put a stop payment on it.
They didn't put a stop to it. What they probably did is talk to the company, and they see that it was a legitimate charge, and they charged you back. So you had to talk to them about seeing why they charged you back for that charge.
So how could I get a hold of this company?
Well, just the call center. So it's out of the company hand. So you had to talk to your bank about it.
Oh, so the bank will provide me with that address and all this info?
Yes, sir. And it's up to them to give you that refund since they charged you back.
No, I understand, but I'm saying, but I can't, because I don't have the address for that company. That was something online, you know, that comes in quick through email and hurry up with the flashing things. I should never do this thing, but I'm just saying, like, you know, so I charge it. So it came to like $12 or something.
Mm-hmm. I see that. And that's why you see the charge back on your account, because your bank charged you that amount back to your account. So that's why I say you had to talk to your bank about your refund.
Yeah, I did talk to them. They said, no, we can't do anything. And
yes, sir. Wait, you lost the dispute with them then, so it's out of our hand and their hand. So it looks like you're stuck with that charge.
No, that shouldn't be. So, but how could I get a hold of those people that I charge with?
They don't have a callback. They don't have a callback number, so you probably have to talk to your bank.
Okay, so the bank will be most likely will provide me who they were.
They should, yes, sir.
Thank you. Thanks. Bye.